as Outkast said, forever, forever, ever, forever, ever.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Popular Science's Techathlon, tech news through games, trivia, and usually friendly competitions. I'm your host, Jason Letterman, and playing along with me today are Corinne, Everything Was Better in the Old Days, Iosio.
How old do you think I am?
It's irrelevant. You complain about anything that's newer than 5 years old.
That's not true.
That's actually a pretty accurate input.
That is untruth. Untruth.
Stan, long rambling story that ends with ironic yelling horror check.
It's my good banter. I brought the A game today, so get
he
ready.
Just skipped straight to the rant.
And Rob, some kind of bird internet verger?
A bird internet would be a great idea.
So before we get started, we have some news for you, which is this is the last episode of Techathlon. So thank you so much for listening and sticking around with us. As soon as we have a new show, we'll be sure to drop it in this feed so you'll know what we're up to. And in the meanwhile, you can follow along with all of our adventures on Twitter by following Popular Science at PopSci. With that out of the way, let's get started with the Techathlon Decathlon 10 trivia questions to catch you up on the week's tech news. I'll ask our panel all about what's been happening in the tech world since our last episode. They'll buzz in to answer and get points for each question that they correctly answer. They'll also have the opportunity to steal any question that their fellow panelists answer incorrectly, as long as it's not true or false or multiple choice. Whoever wins will be declared the Techathlon Decathlon champion of all time.
Forever and ever?
Forever and ever.
Wow.
No pressure.
The Ken Jennings of Techathlon.
That's right. Let's get started. Question number one. In a video with Wired, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey was asked if the much-requested edit tweets feature will come to the social network in 2020. Dorsey said no, and that the feature would come when? Rob.
I think Dorsey said that they're not planning on bringing the edit feature come to Twitter really ever.
Correct. They will never do it, is what he said.
That was a stupid trick question.
It's the last episode, and I'm going to stump you all. So Jack says he sees the merits of the idea, but it could also be used for nefarious purposes, and that the company has ultimately decided it's just not worth it.
Yeah, I think the big fear there is that you tweet something, someone retweets it, then you edit it to change what you meant, and then that person who retweeted you feels bad because they retweeted something they don't agree with. And then the possible answer to that is, well, what if you just put a little like pause and give you a 30-second window to edit, but then there's a delay in getting your tweets out there. So it's a tricky issue.
There's lots of ways that it could mechanically attempt to be made to work, but they're all just bad. And it's like, if you really, really hate it, delete it.
What's the positive?
Yeah.
Like there's no positive. Like if you had a 30-second window, how much interaction did you really get anyway? I think it would be interesting if they were to just let you edit it, but then like reset the comments and the likes and stuff, and then put a little badge that says like this was edited, and then you could click and see the original with all the original comments and stuff on it. But it's clunky. But
that's a massive back end.
Yeah, it's horrible. Yeah. But there's no benefit here. Like this is one of those things that Twitter goes, okay, here you guys wanted this, and then trolls who do the same thing all the time ruin it, and all the tech blog goes, oh, I can't believe they let this happen, and it's a vicious cycle. Whatever. Yep. There's no reason for them to do it.
Just delete your Twitter account. That's the only solution.
Log off.
Question number two. Last week, Microsoft finally ended support for Windows 7. On what date did the operating system become available to the public? The closest person will get a point, and if anyone gets it exactly, I will give you 5 points.
Windows 7?
Windows 7.
Windows 7. October 15th, 2012.
Okay, Stan?
Is this the on-sale date or the announcement date?
The on-sale date.
I don't know. September 1st, 2010.
Rob?
I'm going to split the difference and go for July 4th, 2011.
The closest was Stan, who gets a point. It was October 22nd, 2009.
Whoa. Okay.
It was a while back. It's been 11 years, and they're finally ending support.
Was that the first time with the tiles? I think that's where I got confused.
No, that was Windows 10, right?
Yeah, that's where I got confused.
Windows 7 was like the last Windows-looking Windows.
Right.
Nothing looks better than Windows XP, though. I stand by that. I'm not even saying that ironically. I love Windows XP.
People bring back it. Windows ME.
The extent to which people loved Windows XP brought down entire hospitals to malware attacks.
Yeah, so, it's true.
It's true.
People really loved it.
Question number three is multiple choice. In a blog post last week, Google unveiled a plan to eliminate third-party cookies from Chrome by what year? Your choices are A, 2021, B, 2022, C, 2023, or D, 2024. Rob.
2021, A.
It's incorrect. It was 2022.
Ah, oh well.
So close, just a year away. Their plan is to adopt a new security protocol called Privacy Sandbox, which is allegedly good for advertisers because it will allow them to deliver more relevant ads, but somehow not track user behavior with cookies. So I'm not quite sure how it does that, but that's what Google says it does.
It's one of those things where it's something you'll interact with every single day of your life.
And you'll have no idea.
And you'll never think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That seems to be an increasing number of things like that in my life and in everyone's life.
Question number four, speaking of privacy-focused things, a new privacy-focused search engine called OneSearch was announced last week. It's ad-supported, but ads are based on keywords, not cookies, so as not to track users. Additionally, the ability to self-destruct your search history after a certain amount of time is available. What parent company of Yahoo created OneSearch? Stan.
Oath. Verizon.
Yes, that's correct.
Whoa.
Oh, how did I forget about Oath?
Yeah.
How could I forget that?
They also own Tumblr.
I opened Tumblr today.
Uh-huh.
I know of a photographer friend of mine who posts things on Tumblr and they look unbelievable. I don't know if anybody's clicked on an Instagram link on your computer lately. It is the most disappointing thing on earth because the photo is super tiny.
Yeah, it's still a tiny square, not much bigger than you would get on your phone.
Yeah, and then a friend of mine posted his picture on Tumblr and I was like, that looks amazing. So I went through the many steps of remembering my Tumblr password and I was like, wow. Tumblr is kind of good.
Maybe some nice layouts there. Yeah.
Maybe that's my new thing. My post-techathlon focus will be on my Tumblr. So yes. Come and join me.
Yeah, you can follow him at Tumblrthon.
Holdyourhamburgers.tumblr.com.
Question number five is a true or false question. Last April, Google announced Android users could use their phones as physical security keys. True or false, Google announced it will bring those features to the iPhone this year. Stan.
False.
It's true. It's actually available right now if you have the Google Lock app on your phone.
I did not listen to that question, but no one was answering it.
And you had a 50-50 shot, right?
So what's happening? Google, you can use your...
You can use your iPhone as a physical security key now instead of getting a text for two-factor authorization.
Ah, yes.
That's cool.
Yeah, and it's much more secure than a text would be.
Yeah, text can be intercepted.
Yeah.
I'm Man getting really middle. Spoiled by the, like, just put things next to each other and have them work.
Yeah. Like using
Just open your Gmail app, and I'll know that it's you trying to log in on this computer.
So this is essentially that, but it's the Google Lock app instead of having to open Gmail. So it'll work with multiple things besides Gmail.
Yeah.
Mm. I look forward to them shutting that down in 2 years and replacing it with three similar services.
Google Wave Lock.
Google Buzz Lock. Google Plus Lock.
Aw, Google Plus.
Question number six. What popular Fortnite streamer finally got their own character skin in the game 2 years after it first launched? Corinne.
Drake.
Drake is incorrect.
Well, we're hitting all the high notes here.
That goes back to the old show. Yeah. Stan.
It's Ninja.
It is Ninja.
Ninja Drake? You don't know that Drake's not a ninja?
Ninja skin was trending on Twitter, I think.
Yeah, Ninja's getting a skin. Yeah.
So the character has spiked blue hair, a blue jacket with a hood, and black pants, and there are four variations. But by the time you're listening to this, if you haven't purchased it, you're out of luck. It was only available from January 16th through 19th.
So just for other stupid people out there like me, there's a character who plays Fortnite or a person?
Yeah, a person, a streamer.
The most popular streamer, his name is Ninja. He streams not on Twitch, but on
Mixer.
Mixer, which is the Xbox, the Microsoft platform, right?
Yeah, and they poached him. It was like a big deal that he wasn't going to be on Twitch anymore.
Yeah, he's one of the more famous people in the world at the moment.
And also, so they created this like false scarcity of a digital thing that you can literally make as many copies of as you
What they
ever possibly want.
When I went to the Samsung Galaxy event 2 years ago now, they gave everyone a code to like download an exclusive skin of like Galaxy phone skin or whatever. And I gave it to my daughter, and she was like the coolest person on the internet with all of her friends for a little while. Like the people who care about that take it very seriously.
Yeah. For 4 bonus points.
Whoa.
What is Ninja's real name?
Michelangelo, Donatello, Leonardo. What was the other one? Raphael. No?
I'll even let you get just the
first
name.
That was 4,
name.
Though. Can yep. I have 4 points? It was 4 names.
Is his first name Tom?
No.
Mike?
No.
John?
No.
James?
No.
I feel like it has to be Cody, right?
Or Chad.
All right. I'm calling it.
It's Justin.
Tyler.
What if it was Drake?
Oh, Justin is so close to Tyler.
That would have been amazing.
Drake.
Question number 7. Microsoft's new browser is out now and available for all to download, built on Google's open source platform for browsers. What is the name of this new browser? Rob.
Edge?
Edge is incorrect.
I know what it's built on. Can I have a half a point?
No.
No?
Fine.
I friggin' downloaded it, and I can't. Yeah. My brain is not accepting it.
Browser McBrowser
Gosh,
fish?
Darn it.
All right, I'm going to call it. So if I gave you a half a point, I would have had to give Rob a half a point. It's Edge Chromium is the full name of the browser.
That's awful. So,
there you go.
You know, I'm just going to hop onto Edge Chromium and load up the
Facebook.
Just
rolls right off the tongue.
I've got so many tabs open in Edge Chromium. Said nobody ever.
Let me just open WhatsApp by Facebook.
From Facebook.
Oh, right. Is that what it is?
Yeah WhatsApp from Facebook. Facebook. Question number 8. What streaming music app is trying to separate itself from competitors by offering to make personalized playlists for your pet? Stan.
Spotify.
It is Spotify. There are 5 options you can choose from in terms of types of pet. Dog, cat, bird, iguana, and hamster.
Iguana?
Yes.
Well, so it is like a bird internet. That makes me so happy.
It's here. It's time.
We did it. We did it, folks. We lasted just long enough to get the bird internet. So you can generate your own playlist if you're interested at Spotify.com/pets. Allegedly, it's based on your tastes, but I've never heard of any of the artists for any of my 3 pets.
So they're assuming that my pets share what some people tell me is my terrible taste in music?
Correct. As well as some songs that include the word dog, cat, etc., depending on which animal you pick.
Wow. So it would be awesome if it just played that pet song by Porno for Pyros over and over again.
Or the What Does the Fox Say? Yeah. Which is more about farm animals than pets, but...
Baby Shark.
It's just the entire playlist is just Baby Shark over and over again. Question number 9. A security flaw in Windows 10 as well as Windows Server 2016 and 2019 was found and reported to Microsoft by what U.S. government agency? Rob.
The NSA?
It was the NSA, the National Security Agency. It's allegedly the first time that Microsoft has ever announced a flaw that they discovered.
Huh.
It was a spoofing issue where it enabled man-in-the-middle attacks, where it was just essentially – it wasn't like digging into your computer as much as it was intercepting things. It gave an opening for that someone to intercept things that you sent back and forth to the internet.
Yeah. So that was the first thing that they're credited with finding. And number 10, the final question of the decathlon and the final decathlon question. The biggest meme of the moment is Baby Yoda. He's cute, he drinks tea, and he's everywhere. Jon Favreau, who produced The Mandalorian, said in an interview last week that the Baby Yoda puppet cost how much to make? Stan.
$5 million.
$5 million.
Whoa.
What?
The $5 million, I can't say man, but $5 million
little
creature,
green thing.
Yeah.
Huh.
Worth it, though. You know, with the number of Disney Plus subscriptions is allegedly more than
30
million.
Oh, yeah, they paid million. For that in an hour.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Allegedly more than 30 million just on mobile devices. So that's not including people who are doing it exclusively on their TV. So our final decathlon winner and the all-time winner of Techathlon Decathlon is Mr. Stan Horacek.
Woo-hoo!
Congratulations. Well done. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after this. Welcome back. We're saying goodbye to Techathlon by playing some of our favorite games from the past year. And first up is Supervillain vs. CEO. Corinne, take it away.
Well, I think we all have well established that Twitter is an ugly place. a beautifully, perfectly, such as only the internet can create type of ugly place where CEOs and brands go periodically completely about nothing or, on occasion, at one another. And there's these awesome, quippy one-liners that fly back and forth across the inner tubes.
That are definitely not planned.
Definitely never.
Nothing
never
is
planned.
Ever scripted on Twitter.
No, no. Brands don't have whole agencies that figure this stuff out for them at all.
Nope.
Not even a little bit.
Not even a little.
But some of these zingers are so good that they sound like lines plucked straight from villains' mouths in some of our favorite movies. So this is the game that we play. I will read a burn, a line, something completely nuts, evil genius kind of sounding, and you'll have to tell me if I pulled it from Twitter or fiction. Four questions each. We're going to roll through really quick. Cool?
Cool.
All right. First, Rob.
Okay.
If this works, I'm treating myself to a volcano layer. It's time.
Okay. I'm going to say that's real. It sounds like maybe something Elon Musk would tweet.
That is absolutely something Elon Musk tweeted.
Awesome.
That sounds about right.
All right, Stan. I have all the characteristics of a human being. Flesh, blood, skin, hair, but not a single clear identifiable emotion except for greed and disgust.
Well, I mean, that's true of most CEOs, but I don't feel like they don't say it. So, villain.
That is absolutely a villain. It's Patrick Bateman from American Psycho.
Oh, yes.
Mm. Nice.
A good one.
All right, Jason?
Yes.
You poor, simple fools, thinking you could defeat me. Me.
Oh, God, I want to say real so bad, but I'm going to say fake.
It is fake. It's Maleficent.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was going to say John McAfee.
Yeah.
All righty, back to Rob.
Okay.
Ready to help me tell the other guys what they're doing wrong?
Mm. I'm going to go with real again, Twitter.
That is also real. It is John Ledger, former of T-Mobile.
Technically still T-Mobile.
Technically, soon to be former
of
T-Mobile.
Yeah, soon to be former.
All right, Stan, keep your friends close and your pizza closer.
Mm, that is definitely about Stan.
That is yeah. Not only about Stan, Stan wrote it.
I pulled
this from your Twitter.
Real CEO, I guess?
It is real. It's from Papa John's when they were in a fight with DiGiorno.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
All right, you guys are
nothing
doing,
but losers there.
You guys are doing real well.
You guys remember when John McAfee promised to eat his own on the internet? And then he didn't.
Okay, Jason.
Yes.
Hamburgers, the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
That's definitely Twitter.
That is definitely Samuel L. Jackson from Pulp Fiction.
That's what I thought.
I could hear that one in
me
Samuel.
Me too.
I had White Castle stuck in my head.
That is a tasty burger.
Rob.
Yeah.
I'm talking about liquid, rich enough to have your own jet, rich enough not to waste time. $50, $100 million, buddy, a player, or nothing.
That sounds like fiction from a movie or TV show.
It is fiction. It's Gordon Gekko from Wall Street.
Aw.
Green
I just watched that movie recently. It's good.
Okay. You ready, Stan?
Maybe.
I have a competition in me. I want no one else to succeed. I hate most people.
It doesn't sound very posy. I feel like CEOs generally have to be pretty positive. So,
did you say posy?
Yeah. That's a thing we used to say all the time.
Who is we?
Who's they?
People who are into hardcore music. Posy was like a genre of hardcore music. Is this the podcast now? Would you guys like to hear about it?
Did they say that in Clevo? Is that where they said it?
Which Youth of Today album would you like me to explain to you? No, I'm going to say it's a movie thing.
Yes, that is Daniel Plainview, Daniel Day-Lewis, and There Will Be Blood.
It's a good movie, too. My daughter didn't believe that I Drink Your Milkshake scene existed, so I showed it to her. She's like, what is this? Why
it's
is this
so
a movie?
Weird. Correct. Correct. Good job, though. Lucy.
All right, Jason?
Yes.
Get out of your own way. We make our own jails and live within it.
We make our own jails. That sounds like a motivational thing, but a real motivational thing.
That is a real motivational thing. That is Gary Vaynerchuk.
Yes.
You know, it's not really fair to call him out on all the terrible things he says, because when you force yourself to talk into the internet for 23 hours a day, when you have not a lot to say,
there's going to be some real garbage coming
out of
there.
Almost all of it's going to be really terrible.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, we do make our own jails.
And then we live within it.
Okay, Rob, back to you.
Okay.
I want this to be professional, efficient, adult, cooperative. Not a lot to ask.
I'm going to guess fiction again.
That is fiction. That is Hans Gruber in Die Hard.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Although it did sound a little Steve Jobsy.
Doesn't it? It's a little like
rapid succession, like
staccato.
Yeah, I could see him doing that like hand motion he used to do.
All right, Stanley, last question to you. We are literally a brain in a vat. The vat is your skull. Everything you think is real is an electrical signal. Feels so real, though.
Is it The Matrix? Oh, do I have to?
Yeah. Well, are you saying fiction?
Yeah, I'm saying it's The Matrix.
Well, it's not. It's Elon.
Ah. Whoa.
But
that sounds like something he'd say when he's talking about his new, like, brain his computer connection.
Brain interface, yeah.
He's like, do not try to bend the spoon. That would be impossible.
All right, Jason, this is... Jason got two of my favorites. He got Maleficent and he gets this one.
Okay.
Okay. All my firewood is karate chopped by hand and sanded down with my rugged good looks because nobody likes splinters.
So... over Christmas, I listened to an audiobook that was like essentially a Hallmark movie as an audiobook. Okay. And this sounds like one of the lines from that.
So you're going to say fiction?
I'm going to say fiction.
This is real. That was Old Spice on Twitter.
Wow.
Rob wins. Rob went 4 for 4.
Awesome.
Well done, Rob.
Well done,
Thank
Rob.
You. Good job.
Thanks, Corinne. And congrats, Rob. Let's move on to our final game. What better way could there be for us to say goodbye to Techathlon than to let our technology say it for us? We'll let our phones bid farewell to the show in this final edition of Auto Fill in the Blank. We'll type in, to me, Techathlon was, and let our phones do the rest of the work.
And we always push the middle suggestion?
Always push the middle suggestion, and that's how we'll end the show. Rob, would you like to go first?
I'll go first, yeah. Okay, so I've written, to me, Techathlon was... a great night for dinner and a beer with my dad on a Saturday morning at my house. Last day, is that the way I am?
Yes, it is.
I could keep going, but...
I think that was perfect. It was beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rob.
Okay, who's next?
Corinne, you spoke.
Sure. To me, Techathlon was a great night for ya boy, and I hope you have an amazing night with you. All right, hope you're having fun with me today.
I did.
Aw, that's sweet.
Staniel? Stan is short for Staniel.
To me, Techathlon was a great time for me. To get back in my car with a few people I know.
All right, my turn. To me, Techathlon was a great time for you and I. Wanna is a time for me a little while to see y'all. And then I gotta is a time for dinner.
Dinner. Let's go get some food.
On that note,
thank you so much for listening. We have really enjoyed making this show for you. It's been a blast. So on behalf of the whole panel.
Not just, me.
Stan, get out of the car.
Have a great life. That's it. Goodbye from Techathlon.
Alexa, make us a new podcast.
Techathlon is a popular science podcast. We're available on all major podcast platforms, so subscribe wherever you're listening now. And if you like what you hear, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It will help other people to find the show. You can buy our merch, including t-shirts, tote bags, and mugs at popsci.threadless.com. The show is produced by the entire PopSci tech team and me, Jason Letterman. Our theme music is by Billy Cadden. If you have questions, suggestions, or opinions to share, tweet us at Techathlon Show. Thanks for listening.